right now because she's got her coat on and ready to come to Sharon, Connecticut. It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, guys. Yep, halfway out the door here. We have an important meeting at the Sharon Town Hall this morning on Sharon Hospital. Update on the community forum. And I have a feeling it's going to be kind of crowded.
Yep. Well, the parking lot's already crowded. Peter Cordeau, of course, is going to be presenting that for him. And if you made reservations, you were smart because, like I said, it's going to be crowded.
Yeah. People have a lot to say, I think, and a lot to listen to.
Now, after that, though, later on today, Maria Horn's going to be in Kent today at the Swift House.
No, she was here Friday.
Oh, she was here Friday. Party. Today, yeah. She's in Norfolk. That's right.
Yeah.
6 to 7 o'clock in Norfolk.
Okay. She's making the rounds. She's in Cornwall and Kent on Friday, and I know she's got a slew of meetings coming up in each town. So she's out there to meet her constituents.
Absolutely, and I'm sure you'll find her today.
At the meeting.
I'm sure. This morning.
Then we also have, tonight is our fun night, we have Canaan Board of Selectmen and Region 1. So, busy night. The Salisbury Board of Selectmen, which is usually the same night, has been postponed until next Monday.
Until the 10th, yeah.
Don't go to Salisbury at 5 o'clock tonight.
No, but just...
you won't find them. Busy weekend, lots of holiday fairs, lots of tree lightings, lots of festivities, and they will continue up until the holidays begin, actual holidays. So
yeah, Sharon had the menorah lighting last night.
Yes, I was sorry to miss it. I was in Sharon but had to leave, so I hope to get there one night while it's being lit. That's kind of neat. And we had, of course, this past week, the holiday production at the high school. As usual, lots of people coming to help make wreaths for the holiday store, which is now open. By the way, it is open from 10 to 4:30 every day. Get your trees, wreaths, poinsettias, and all sorts of things while supporting the FFA. And there's another session on Thursday night, 7 to 9, at the VOAG Center. We are looking ahead. We have Board of Selectmen in Cornwall tomorrow night, and we have Friday.
A Sharontown meeting.
Oh, sorry. I missed that one. Sharontown meeting?
It's coming up on Friday. I'm going to vote on spending money on the green.
Oh, yes. Okay. And that's glad you reminded me of that one. On Friday, also Pearl Harbor Day, there will be a ceremony at the Doughboy in Canaan at 12:30, where Izzy Tattiello, who's probably the last surviving veteran from Pearl Harbor in Connecticut, will be held, and they're going to honor him. And on Saturday, we have the 12x12 art show at the Hunt Library, which is always really sweet. Yesterday, we had Chorus Angelicus at the Sharon Christ Church Episcopal, and there is a new minister there. I got to meet her. I'll be doing a story on that, and it just keeps going on and on.
Yeah, it was a crazy 2 weeks wrapped up by the Salisbury White Hart thing on with, and then the parade of lights and the lighting of the first lighting of the menorah here in Sharon. But I do believe coming up on I think it is Sunday this week. I could be wrong, but I think the Hotchkiss Lessons and Carols, I think it's the 49th year. Oh. Or it might have been yesterday, but I don't think so.
These calendars are just chock full.
Yeah.
So it's getting a little hard to keep track at this time of year. We really. On Saturday, we had the ski swap at Swass's Ski Swap, which was, according to Willie Hallahan, there were 35 people lined up at the door before it even opened.
They did $14,000 worth of business. Now, not all that goes to Swassa. They probably made about $4,000, but a lot of people made a lot of money selling their equipment.
Was it one of the better ones?
It's just a good
one.
It's a great service to people.
Yeah.
I mean, they can sell or exchange for newer equipment larger.
You can buy a pair of skis that are a year old for like $100, and that, I mean, how can you beat that?
You cannot beat that.
Yeah, and lined up beautifully, and the Lakeville Hose Company is so generous. They moved all their trucks out and let them use the big garage, and it's a real community event as well. So The really spirit of the season is upon us, no doubt about it, and we'll be out there trying to cover more of it as we go get closer.
All right, well, we're going to let you go so you can drive safely up here.
I'm never going to find a parking space, huh?
Well, you can park on our side.
You can park on our side, but bring your boots.
Okay. Don't tell anybody, though. Okay.
No, it's fine. It's all the town.
Yeah, that's right.
Guys. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, take care, Ruth.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, with the Republican American Report on Robin Hood Radio.